Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, sorry for the clickbait, but the thumbnail for this video is in reverse order. And to be honest, Denise Richards doesn't look all that bad after getting a facelift. It made her look 5 to 10 years younger and she's 55 now. I just don't like the fact that her eyes look like those of a trout to go along with the way she smells. Younger generations will never fully understand how hot she was back in the late 90s when she was in films like Starship Troopers, James Bond The World Is Not Enough, as well as Wild Things. Moving on, game developers are creating ugly characters like this these days. Remember, the NES had 716 games. The Super NES had 1749. Today there are around 20,000 games released on Steam alone in 2025. And yet the woke libtards still think that they're going to make games unappealing to young men by making the women in them super unattractive. Even if guys couldn't find good new games, they'd just play the old ones. Women have lost the war for male attention. Number 3, would you look at this? 57% of Canadians have an unfavorable view of India, and the other 43% are probably Indians. And that 57% better learn to love Indians, because Canada is about to become a colony of India. I'm sure this would have been a lot different back a couple decades ago, but these days it's mostly dumb, dirty, and poor Indian men from lower castes coming in. Even the Indians who came in the 80s and 90s are complaining about there being too many Indians now. Up next, that lesbian DEI captain that was hired for New Zealand is actually being charged after sinking a $100 million Navy ship. She's been charged with negligence. Well, that's a relief, because I thought she would be charged with not being diverse enough on account of being white. But being charged is different than being found guilty. And even if she is, I bet she'll lose little to no time. If she sails, drives, or flies, then you should just expect negligence to begin with. Number 5, an Indian official says that Canada needs 60 million more Indians as Prime Minister Mark Carney visits New Delhi. If another 2 or 3 million Indians come to Canada, I'm going to leave permanently, because they'll mostly be coming to Toronto and Vancouver. Indians make up around 20% of the total population. If 2 more million come to the area, then it'll be over 50%. No thanks, and imagine the smell. Besides, I don't want to live in India 2.0. Moving on, you might not know a certain woman, but she'll probably say that you don't know her story. But we all know their stories. They've all been smashed by a tin full of schwing-schwings, but it's probably more like a barrel these days, because this just looks like last weekend. Looks like AI forgot to add colored ones in there as well. On the bright side, at least they all look smaller than mine. Well, that's a relief. You probably heard of opening up a can of worms before, but never opening up a can of weenies. Number 7, getting used to more down days like this on the stock market. I don't know if by the time I release this, the Iran war is over or if it's escalated, but it's not the reason this is happening. People think that the news cycle drives the stock market. That's wrong. The market is driven by the business cycle and human psychology. But the market makers and money manipulators always hide that truth behind news stories to make people think that markets are random when they're actually not. Up next, The Atlantic says that no one should actually care about a woman's body count. Sure, if you don't want her to bond with you emotionally. Besides, the study suggests the more sexual partners a woman has had, the more likely she is to divorce you. Besides, the higher body count, the more disease she might have along with emotional baggage. Here's the author, Helen Lewis, who says that body count shouldn't matter. She looks like a prime example of an alpha widow. Number 9, scientists in South Korea 3D bioprinted a living human eye and then implanted it into a blind person, restoring their vision. I thought this is a fake story, but it's real, and this 31-year-old man got the implant. Apparently this is what the eye looks like according to the article I found this story in. I don't really know if this is it and if it goes into his socket or not, but at least he actually makes out colors and faces. Looks like we have a cure for blindness, and it only costs 45 grand. Maybe one day I'll be able to swap out my eyes for blue ones that don't need no reading glasses. Moving on, Canada's gone crazy handing out $100 million in scholarships for Indian students. Looks like someone hasn't read Peter Turchin's book about the elite overproduction. There are too many people with degrees. Also, apparently having a degree 80% of the time, the only reason you get the job with it is because of the credential, and not because you have some special sort of knowledge. Not to mention, flooding universities with foreigners reduces room for the locals. Number 11, on another front, Mark Carney's deal with China to import electric vehicles has seen the country's first 24,000 cars come in. Looks like the Chinese industrial takeover of Canada has officially begun. ages know it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. Because Chinese cars, when they catch fire on some models, you can't get out of them. But to be fair, a month ago in Toronto, somebody burned like a human marshmallow in a Tesla because they couldn't get out of that either. Optics, why are they like this? This high school PE teacher is facing two sex assault charges by sending a student naughty pictures of herself, as well as straddling him in a car. Looks like they can't help themselves when they meet a young attractive man, regardless of his age and the consequences to their careers. She's married, and I bet that her husband must be so incredibly proud of her. I think it's time to bring the male teachers back into the school so that female teachers can sleep with them instead, and so that male students get proper role models for a change. Number 13, here's another one. This one raped a 12-year-old student and even had his baby. And out of all the places she could have done this, she was a Christian school teacher. The most outrageous part of this story is that she pleaded guilty to 15 charges. She's probably in the hospital recovering on oxygen after being forced to take accountability in the courtroom. I think the majority of PDF files are women, and here are a couple of female rape apologists. One even says that doing the deed with kids, there's no proof that it does them harm. Moving on, the McDonald's CEO goes viral after he reluctantly eats one of his own burgers. It's like those pharmaceutical company employees and government workers that didn't take the COVID jabs, while pushing everyone else to get them. You know things are bad when someone making something refuses to consume his own product, and even calls it their product and not food because technically it probably isn't even food or even a burger. Number 15, oftentimes a woman will lie and say that she's at work while being plowed by another man other than her husband. Many such cases. Remember, she's not your girl and it's just your turn. If you think that this is something, then just look at how well relaxed I am knowing that I'm not going to be cheated on tonight. I wonder how all those men married to teachers are sleeping, imagining their wife getting smashed by some 14-year-old student in homeroom. Up next, and just like that, World War III starts. Kim Jong-un says that if Iran asks, he'll probably give them nukes, and one missile is enough to erase Israel. He hasn't transferred nukes to them and never said this, but you never knew it might be possible one day. You just know that in some parallel universe that's actually happened, and the Earth was turned into a nuclear fallout wasteland. Besides, if Little Rocket Man gave Iran nukes and they used them, Israel or whatever was left of it would nuke him instead. Number 17, one day modern adults are stressing over a $7 coffee, and the next they're spending $5,000 on a Disney vacation, and they don't even have any children. I went to Disney World's Magic Kingdom recently, as well as all three Universal Orlando parks, and it's mostly for adults into nostalgia riding the older rides, and the newer parks are full of coasters. I went with my niece and nephew, and otherwise, I would never have gone. And yes, those 300-pound Disney adults were actually everywhere. Moving on, here are the earrings you wear when you want everyone to know you're comfortable being single. Yes, because nothing says self-pleasure like a Hitachi vibrating massager magic wand. At least that's the buzz on the street, both literally and figuratively. Now there's a woman who knows what she wants and isn't afraid to show it. I wouldn't be surprised if that tiny treasure on her ear was fully functional as well. Number 19, people are saying to let Star Trek die, because for the first time in over a decade, there's new Star Trek shows in production. I say no. Let the real fans use AI to make new episodes of all the old shows that we used to enjoy. And the best place to get the content is to go through all the fanfiction stories and books for material. As far as I'm concerned, there hasn't really been any real Star Trek in production for the last 10 years except for a couple decent episodes of Strange New Worlds, as well as Picard Season 3 and half the first season of Discovery. Those are the only things I could watch over the last 10 years. Up next, China's cracking down on funeral strippers. What in the world? Apparently the practice of getting a young woman to perform during a funeral in a rural area where she would sing, dance, and sometimes striptease is originally from Taiwan back in the 1980s. No wonder the CCP wants to shut it down. The idea is to hire these women so that more people will show up at the funeral because it's believed the deceased will travel well into the afterlife if it happens. Number 21, this guy says that inflation has completely destroyed his understanding of what things are worth. $10,000 for daycare, okay. $100 for breakfast, great. That's fine too. If you look at houses inflation adjusted, you'll see that they haven't technically gone up in price over the last 10 years, and their values are still dropping. So in another few years, in terms of purchasing power, they won't actually have gone anywhere in 20 years. Yet most blue pill people still put the majority of money into them. Moving on, speaking of an incoming housing crash, California house buying rates fall below those of the Great Recession. looks like it's almost time for a crash. This one will be relatively small compared to when the boomers are finally dead in the next 15 years. Also, who wants to be living in California where the governor will burn your house down and then take the land to build more government housing to house illegals so they can buy more votes? Yes, California, where you can own a 300 grand house for only 2 million. Number 23, people are saying that Billie Eilish has single-handedly ruined an entire generation of women. This skater here looks like a weirdo, but she makes feminists angry because her father had her through surrogacy. And then he raised her properly, and she's an Olympic figure skating champion. But what I really want to know is why women like her are dressing like late 90s male rappers. All that's missing are her pants dangling around her knees. Maybe she wasn't raised properly because she's got a Baphomet tattoo on her lower back. Up next, Holly Madison recalls how Hugh Hefner tricked her by using baby oil in bed. They are always the victims. I bet he also tricked her into bed too. And remember that nobody made her stay. She either thought that Hef would actually help her career by introducing him to the right people, or she was mesmerized by his status and wealth. All three of the women he was involved with were next level gold diggers. The real headline should have been Hef being able to get an erection in his 90s. Number 25 and the last one, Aaron Rodgers stays in shape at the age of 42. Because he wants his wife to smash him all the time. Correct. Because that's the only way you know that she still wants to be with you. People say that he's not married, but it looks like he secretly tied the knot to his girlfriend Brittany a couple of months before saying that. Before that, people thought he was an incel or gay for some reason. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.